made us feel some type of way. It used to make us both feel free. Underneath the covers, you would grab my hand. You'd say you never listened to without me. I hear a sound. It might be coming from next door, but I don't wanna make it out.
You're listening to the B&H Family Radio Show. This is 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's just me here tonight, Lily, as the one of the two regular hosts, but we have very special guests. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Nata V.
Hi, my name is Julia.
Hello, I'm Jenna.
So, yeah, it's the whole all four mics, you know, on. We're here. We're ready to do some radio. We just came from Midsommar, so you guys might get a little movie review.
Only way that you can pronounce that.
What? Yeah, it's only Midsommar. I don't want to hear the other version. What were your opinions?
I think that it was just insanity in a movie. It wasn't a horror movie. Like, parts of it was scary.
I don't think it was.
I would agree.
I don't think it was a horror movie.
Yeah. Yes.
I think it had more depth to it than you're giving it credit for, personally.
I don't think it had that much depth to it. I think they just wanted to just go as crazy as possible and have an audience response to it.
Maybe.
And that's what I was telling. Shock value.
It was more commercial than...
I feel like they chose the, like, big, like, shocking things they wanted to happen and then, like, filled in the rest of the details, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty valid. but I would say I loved the visuals.
Yes, they were beautiful.
Personally. I thought that the music was very good, too.
I mean, if shit didn't go down, it was a beautiful place.
Yeah. I could have been more scared.
A nice meadow.
Yeah.
I don't know. Nature. It wasn't the most beautiful place. It was just a meadow.
Yeah, a nice
I thought
meadow.
It was gorgeous. I liked the cows.
It was like a meadow.
The bear.
The bear.
I liked the bear in the cage.
That was the saddest part for me when they killed the bear.
Yeah.
You spoiled. My God.
Oh,
whoa,
sorry.
Whoa, Julia.
Never mind.
That didn't happen.
Who cares about
the
bear?
There was no bear.
What bear? That would be crazy
Care
if there
bear.
Were a bear.
Care Bear. Do you ever had a Care Bear?
No, I never had a Care Bear.
I liked the noises that they made with their mouths. Do you guys want to do some examples?
Wow, really loved that rendition.
What's happening?
Oh, Lily's just playing around with some possibilities.
No, let's just do some of the songs that they did in the back.
Wow, that actually sounds very accurate. So yeah, so go to watch Midsommar at the Somerville Theater. It's worth your money just for the shock factor. But if you don't want any shock factors, then don't go, because that's mostly what it is.
Yeah. I don't know. I do agree with Jenna. It was very visually appealing. I would say, like, content-wise, I don't know that it was worth the cost of the ticket.
I think it was totally worth $11.
I enjoyed it.
Except
immensely.
That, like, it was much better to see it on a big screen.
Yes, yes.
Than it would be on, like, a small computer.
Yeah, it's not like the type of movie that you, like, sit in your room in the dark and watch, and it's scary because you're, like, sitting in the room and it's dark. Part of the whole thing is it's light out all the time. So yeah. It's like, that's kind of cool, is like, there's no night.
Yeah.
I would also recommend watching it with people just so you
can laugh
and can react the same way with other people and realize that, like, you're reacting the same way as someone else.
Yeah, that's true.
Because otherwise you'd be like, should I be reacting this way? But if you see someone else reacting the same way.
Yeah, the, like, element of being in the theater with a large group of people that were all watching
it. Yeah, people didn't like us,
No.
People definitely hated us from the first scene.
Yeah. I made that joke about the sun. Yeah. And that woman was like,
Dudes.
Dudes. I think that we took it a little more comedic
I feel like there are some
average,
like,
theater goers,
hardcore you know, like, watchers, some people who, like, go to see art,
and
we were, like, there for the entertainment.
Because I mean, it was pretty, like,
it was definitely art.
Music
music
perhaps.
Jenna.
I'm loving this conversation. I don't know about you,
our listeners,
but yeah, do you have anything special you like to dress?
No.
So yeah, the first song you heard was called This Song by Rack. I guess that's supposed to be R-A-C, featuring Rostam.
Rack City.
Heard that when I was listening to Lucy Kane's
Rack City.
Yeah, that's when I was listening to Lucy's. All right, I'm going to turn now. So I was listening to Lucy Kane's show, and I heard this song and a lot of other good songs, and I put them on my July playlist. So we're going to hear some of those, including the next song, which is by Ilay, Residente, and Bad Bunny, which has been kind of like the anthem of, like, the protests going on in Puerto Rico right now, and the governor, or whatever it was, did resign. So that's good.
Did that happen today?
Yeah, that happened today.
Yo.
He resigned, so it's kind of it's pretty hype. So yeah, that's where this song comes from.
Dale, estamos afilando las navajas, dale. Llegó el afilador de navajas. Truco.
Ha llegado el afilador a su domicilio, a la puerta de su casa. Se afila el cuchillo, el afilador en su propio domicilio.
Llegó la hora de un combo de miles en motora, patrullando las 24 horas, boricua de Cora, con el puño arriba a la conquista. No nos va a meter las cabras un pendejo de marista. Según este compadre, mi mai junto con todas las mujeres son igual de putas que su madre. Tú no eres hijo del cañaveral escoria, tú eres hijo del cabrón más corrupto de la historia. Disculpen mis expresiones, pero al igual que Ricky, estoy liberando las tensiones. Le doy fuego a la fortaleza como se supone, y al otro día voy a la iglesia pa' que me perdonen. Mejor no quieras probar de qué estamos hechos. Aquí en el monte heredamos el mismo pecho. Tus disculpas se ahogan con el agua de la lluvia en las casas que todavía no tienen techo. Tú no heredaste pecho, tú heredaste un patrimonio, y a ti por la noche te persiguen los demonios. La familia que mataste, destruiste un matrimonio. Esto va por Lilian y su hijo Juan Antonio. Esto va pa' que despierte. Esto va por las 4,645 muertes. La hipocresía del país en general. Tirar piedra en Venezuela está bien, pero en Puerto Rico está mal. Esto va para los artistas internacionales y las banderitas de Puerto Rico en las redes sociales. Ninguno de nosotros, los supuestos bandoleros, está acusado de fraude, robo, lavado de dinero. Con todo lo que han robado estos politiqueros, pintamos las paredes del Caribe entero. Y aunque esto no le caiga bien a la gente, para decírtelo en un chat, para eso lo digo de frente. Se tiran a los caseríos, a los puntos de droga, les rompen las casas y por ellos nadie aboga. Nosotros hacemos lo mismo sin delicadeza. Estos criminales le hacemos una redada en Fortaleza. Si el pueblo entero quiere que te vayas, cara dura, y tú te quedas, entonces estamos en dictadura. Solo te apoya tu esposa, la exmodelo, la que piensa que 100 años de soledad la escribió Coelho. Y así son los pocos que te siguen, brutos, pero tranqui, afilar navajas, toma un minuto. Somos el rugido de la bandera de Puerto Rico con todos sus tejidos, exigiendo tu renuncia para que nadie salga herido. Todo el mundo unido, no importa el color de tu partido. Esto salió temprano para que te lo desayunes. La furia es el único partido que nos une.
Vamos cortante como los cuchillos, sacando chispa hasta llegar al filo. Hay que arrancar la maleza del plantío, pa' que ninguno se aproveche de lo mío.
El pueblo no aguanta más injusticia, se cansó de tus mentiras y de que manipulen las noticias. Ey, ey, todos los combos, los caseríos, somos nuestra milicia. Ya no nos coges de pendejo, eres un corrupto que de corrupto coges consejo. Arranca pa'l carajo y vete lejos, y denle la bienvenida a la generación del yo no me dejo. Y quizás tú en tu grupo como yo en el mío, pero yo no tengo fondo público escondido. De la muerte de los puertorriqueños yo no me río. PR está encabronado, Ricky está jodido. Y te enteras todos los continentes que Ricardo Rosselló es un incompetente, homofóbico, embustero, delincuente. A ti nadie te quiere, ni tu propia gente. Vamos a prender en fuego a tu gabinete. Los títeres guardan las cortes y saquen los machetes. La cuna de la cría, con el boricua nadie se mete. Todas las paredes dicen Ricky vete, ey. Y no es vandalismo, vandalismo, es que nos tiremos nosotros mismos por defender a los que nos llevaron al abismo. Vandalismo es que siempre voten por lo mismo y se roben todos los chavos de educación mientras cierran escuela y los niños no tienen salón, ey. Es hora de sacar la rata. Que se vaya Ricky, que se vaya el otro, que se vaya Tata. Y no se trata de hablar malo en las conversaciones, malo hablo yo en mi casa y en todas mis canciones. Se trata de que le han mentido el pueblo con cojones, de que escondiste la muerte con ti los vagones, y te burlaste de nosotros con otros cabrones, e hiciste que el país entero sin cojones. Manipulación, corrupción, conspiraciones. Ricky renuncia y a tu mente te perdone. Yo no, yo no.
Vamos cortante como los cuchillos, sacando chispa hasta llegar al filo. Hay que arrancar la maleza del plantío, pa' que ninguno se aproveche de lo mío. Vamos cortante como los cuchillos, sacando chispa hasta que arranca la maleza del plantío, pa' que ninguno se aproveche de lo mío.
I got my cup up to the heavens. another night I won't remember. Promise this my move forever. Promise this my move forever, ever. Dress is dancing on the bezel. This kind of feeling unforgettable. Promise this my move forever. Promise this my move forever, forever and ever.
You heard that?
Forever and ever.
That's the sound of the price going up.
Forever and ever, ever, and never ever at the Saxon, Madiba Suite, like Mandela, bumping fella on the Puma jet, like we from Lagos, man, Samusa reincarnated, we on our levels, that's a billy, 1,000 milli, first one to see a B out these housing buildings, I be feeling like Prince in 84, Mike in 79, Biggie in 97, 94, Nas, Ali, Kumbaya, no Kumbaya, just give me the sommelier, I'm on Latage, helmet on a jet ski, you know the vibes, hit my head, forget I'm me, oh my God, without the God and the XY, I'm afraid the whole game will be colonized. The marathon will be televised for NIP. The true kings don't die, we multiply. Peace.
I'm so unbothered, I'm so unbothered. Y'all be so pressed while I'm raising daughters, sons of empires. Y'all make me chuckle. Stay in your struggle. Crystal blue water. Pina Colada in. You stay Ramada in. My baby father. Bloodline Rwanda. Why would you try me? Why would you bother? I am Beyonce. Giselle knows Kara. I am the Nala. Sister Naruba. Oshun Queen Sheba. I am the mother. Honk on my gold chain. Ice on my whole chain. I be like soul food. I am a whole mood. When we walk up in the club, I need the sirens going off. And we can look up to the sky. The tears we cry let us know that we alive, yeah, yeah. I give them goosebumps every time I throw up my diamond. Together we big time and the children are our reminder. I got my cup up to the heavens. Another night I won't remember. Promise this my move forever. Promise this my move forever, ever. Break it down now.
till the sun comes up. Cracker Pellegrino from the bottle, no cup. That was summer love, that was summer love. Late night, cemetery. Think it's still a light out. Temporary love in sight now. Life is scary, baby, look down.
Again, we're back. We just had a set there that was Ile, Residente, and Bad Bunny with Afilando los Cuchillos, STRFKR with Open Your Eyes, Beyonce, Jay-Z, Childish Gambino with Mood for Eva, Rihanna with S&M, which has been stuck in my head all week, CJ Lewis and Clara with Better, classic summer song, Taro y Moi with Girl Like You. Now we're gonna have a PSA from Julia.
Yeah, so I just thought this PSA was very relevant given the movie that we just saw. So this is about going out to all the people who might be heading into nature soon. So when visiting a national forest, seeing a black bear can be a thrill. But if the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly. You can do your part to reduce black bear encounters by storing trash, food, and scented products, such as toothpaste, in a bear-proof container, your car's trunk, or high in a tree. Learn more online at fs.usda.gov/nfsnc. This message is a public service of the U.S. Forest Service and this radio station.
Wow. Be safe out there, guys. Keep the bears safe, too.
Yeah.
Have some more music.
Off work in the morning and up at the crack of dawn. All my money worries, wherever I go, come along. Worry's a bully that just won't let me be. Trying to keep me busy, tussling and struggling. No home since the fire, me and the ash can't settle down. Unsure of where I'm bound, so I sink another round. Placebo for pain, and there's no one for to blame. Accept that my work is all in vain. Worry's a bully that just won't let me be. Trying to keep me busy, tussling and struggling. Still always remembering when the going gets tough, that the labor of our love
worries, a bully that just won't let me be, trying to keep me busy, tussling and struggling. No home since the fire, me and the ash can't settle down, unsure of where I'm bound, so I sink another round. Placebo for pain, and there's no one for to blame. I refuse to accept that my work is all
was a different kind of love. For some of them I knew it best to hesitate. Some I've never seen again. Some at the end they wanna be your friend. This was a different kind of love.
Yeah. hands outstretched when we keep filling them with mercury, nitrate, asbestos, baby bombs blasting blue, scavengers picking through the ashes, children of the mills, children of the junkyards, sleepy, illiterate, fuzzy little rats, haunted paint sniffing, stoned out of their shaved heads, forgotten, foraging, mystical children, foul mouth, glassy eyed, hallucinating.
End of our show here. Hey, we're winding down this episode of B&H Family Radio Show featuring Natalie, Julia, and Jenna. The last couple songs you heard the songs that you guys requested, what were they again? We had Going Gets Tough by who?
The Growlers.
The Growlers. And then we had Have You Ever Seen the Rain by
Clearwater.
Yep.
But Candid. Something. There are two other words in there that are escaping my memory.
It was in Big Little Lies, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Adia Victoria with Different Kind of Love, Wilco with Monday. Yeah. And Patti Smith's cover of Smells Like Teen Spirit. What we're listening to in the background right now is Thinking of a Place by The War on Drugs. So you're listening to B&H Family Radio Show. It's 91.5 FM. WMFO, Medford Taft Freeform Radio. Tune in again next week for BNH Family Radio Show, Thursdays, 11 p.m. See you guys later.